Rogers Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another edition and another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a representative from Fiat who's going to be telling us about two new additions to the Fiat lineup here in North America. Coming up a little later on in this hour, James Bell, who's head of consumer affairs for General Motors, will be telling us all about the 2014 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray, the highly anticipated model from the folks at General Motors. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us with any questions that you might have for either one of our great guests at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. It's an easy one. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com, or if you don't remember that one, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, joining us now on the Auto World guest lines is a lady that I've had the opportunity of interviewing a number of times before. It's always a pleasure to talk to this particular person. She is the Fiat brand manager for the 500L and the new 500E as well. It's my pleasure to welcome back Nicole Longini to Auto World. Nicole, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me on again. It's a real pleasure.
Well, this is exciting news. I mean, to me, the story of Fiat here in North America is a great one because out of the box, you guys stumbled a little bit sales-wise, and then all of a sudden, things went through the roof with the Arbarth and the Gucci edition of the 500, and sales were up, I believe, was it 125% in 2012, Nicole?
You're very close, 121%, and it has been great to watch as everyone's embracing the Fiat brand and really giving us a great entry back into the state.
And certainly when I had an opportunity to drive the 500C up here in New England, you know, this is a car that just attracts attention from everybody, you know, whether they're 10 years old or they're 90 years old. And even people who are not normally car enthusiasts were asking me questions about it. There's just something lovable about this vehicle and this brand.
Fun. Every time you talk to a consumer, you hear about how they're almost becoming a celebrity in their own right as they drive down the road. Just like you said, people are following them, taking pictures. We even have it here in the Metro Detroit area. I was driving a Gucci Cabrio the other day, and somebody was basically chasing me down the road to take pictures on their camera and posting, and then the next time I'm driving a 500L, and everyone's asking me when I'm at the local grocery store, wow, look at the space. Can you let me get in it? Can you show me how the rear end of the vehicle works with the configurations? They're very curious, and they want to basically see what's going on, and it's exciting to be part of the brand at this time.
That's fantastic, Nicole. Well, let's shine the spotlight on the two new offerings in the Fiat lineup, the all-new 2014 Fiat 500L, and it kind of expands on that great design DNA that you have with the 500C, but opens up the car to some pretty significant dimensions. I mean, this car has got a whole lot of people and cargo-carrying space.
Yeah, and basically you're looking at 100, and so if you think about it, it's a 42% larger vehicle than the 500. And so we're adding in the capacity for five people, two additional doors. So really looking at, if you're looking at a 500, think of it in the aspect of it's 6 inches taller, 6 inches wider, and then it's 26 inches longer. So really giving you the added volume. We have best-in-class headroom in the front and then rear cargo space with the seats up. So we really wanted to make sure that if you want to take your friends along for the ride and enjoy that excitement that everyone else is getting in the regular 500, you can do it in the 500L.
It's amazing, the interior space on this car. Matter of fact, the EPA in the U.S. Classifies this car as a large car, and for a vehicle which is still, not what most people would expect to be a large car, this carries just a tremendous amount of capacity and a tremendous amount of value as well. Let's talk about some of the really cool aspects of the 500L design-wise. One thing that we should talk about is the interior and also the glass treatment, which is very unique to this vehicle. All Fiats have wonderful interiors and can be customized a gazillion different ways, but the 500L really does an excellent job of expanding on the 500C. Tell us a little bit about the interior and the way the glass wraps around.
For the A pillars and D pillars, we have a glass see-through ability to which you can really get a 360 view. We call it the loft-like experience. And then you get the added roof, which is a two-pane sun roof, that allows you to really open up the cab. It starts before the driver and then ends after the passenger. So really gives you that openness to the outside that you really don't get with other vehicles in our lineup. And the neat thing is with the Italians, they're very attention to detail, simplistic, elegant ways of executing. So we're able to do that in all of our trim levels. So we have four different trim levels for this vehicle, starting with a pop, then it goes to an easy, which adds in a touch-like wrap on the IP and the steering wheel, and then we go to a trekking, which gives us an aggressive sport-like appearance with a new fascia, new rear fascia, and then the sides have a little bit of that flair for giving an active lifestyle. And then it also comes standard with 17-inch wheels on the trucking with a unique sport interior. And then for those that really like luxury, we start the lounge with all leather interior. It has this really cool perf on the seat that is two-toned. So it really gives that attention to detail that you would expect from an Italian automaker.
That's great. Under the hood is a 1.4 multi-air turbo engine, which has best-in-class standard horsepower and also delivers some pretty significant fuel economy numbers as well.
Yeah, for both the manual and the Euro twin clutch, we start out with a high weight of 33, so no matter which transmission you get. And then for the city, for the manual, you'll get 25, and then for the Euro twin clutch, you'll get 24. So really impressive if you still want to have that fun-to-drive aspect, because the vehicle does share the similar engine to the BART. And then for the struts, we have the Tony struts, not just on the front, but also on the rear of the vehicle as well. So really handles those curves like you expect it to and zip in and out of traffic, which is what makes it fun to drive.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about the interior. I understand that this is the first application of an all-new Uconnect touchscreen system, and it's available in two different sizes, 5 inches and 6.5 inches. And the Uconnect system has won so many accolades. Tell us a little bit about this new innovation for the Fiat 500L.
Allows the consumer to navigate through the system that in a very simple way. We talked about the Fiat way of doing execution, and the Uconnect system adding into it allows us to...
So to hold that thought, Nicole, we'll be right back. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. We want to say hello to all of our listeners joining us in the greater Detroit, Windsor, Ontario area on the information station, AM 800 CKLW. We're telling you all about the Fiat 500, the expansion of the Fiat 500 lineup, expanding the style, efficiency, and driving environment that has made the Fiat 500 an icon for 57 years. The all-new Fiat 500L for 2000.
2014, expands the lineup by offering 42% more interior space, comfortable seating for five, engaged driving dynamics, 160 horsepower, 1.4 liter turbo engine, two fuel-saving six-speed transmissions, and joining us, telling us all about it, is Nicole Longini, who is the brand manager for the 500L as well as the 500E, which we're going to be talking about in this segment. But before the break, sorry, we ran up against that hard network break. We were telling everybody about the 5-inch and 6.5-inch all-new Uconnect touchscreens, which are making their debut in the 500L. And I'm a huge fan of Uconnect, Nicole, and definitely tell us more about this great news.
So with the 5.0 and the 6.5, you have the ability to do hands-free with your phone, Bluetooth sharing with the radio, so it's really allowing you to do the streaming that you would expect. It also has a text message reader, and allows you to use personalized settings as well on the radio. So it's giving you everything you would expect with today's technology, and we are excited to have it in our vehicles. And then it also gives us different abilities to read from our technology. So an auxiliary jack is the USB that you expect to have in vehicles, and the SID card reader on the 6.5 touchscreen.
That's great. I'm getting a number of emails from folks that wanting to know the suggested retail price for the 500L. Where does it start, Nicole?
So we start with the POP under $20,000 at $19,900. And then when you get up to the Lounge, which is our very premier model, for $24,995 starting out, you can get the leather with a lot of the premium attributes that you'd expect. And then starting with the Easy, which is right after the POP model, you get to have the premier package that is our launch package, and this comes with the 6.5 radio system that we were just talking about, backup cameras, navs, and backup sensors. So it's a really great value that comes free for the first year of our production.
That's fantastic. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Nicole Longini is with us, the Fiat brand manager for the new 2014 Fiat 500L and the 500E. Let's talk about the 500E. This is a really cool offering, an all-electric variant of the Fiat 500, and it's being sold right now in California, kind of rolling out there. And tell us a little bit about the backstory on the 500E. I've heard rave reviews about it.
Well, for us at the Fiat brand, one of the big things is that it has to be a Fiat first. So the look, the feel, the attributes that connect with our customers. This one just happens to be electric. You have the same feel when you drive the vehicle. Our engineers were very precise on making sure if you're braking, it's feeling like a braking of a gas car. If you're accelerating, it's feeling like that. And not only that, though, when you're on the line and you go to accelerate with this vehicle, it's instantaneous torque. So you're sitting next to another vehicle and they're thinking, oh, it's going to be, you know, a little bit slower. You'll surprise them, and they'll come up and they'll go, hey, wait a second, what are you driving? And you'll go, it's an electric vehicle. I've had this happen several times from a light when they're literally chasing up to you to roll down your windows to find out what vehicle you're driving. Because it's fun from the outside. It really has the fun colors you can pick from, and it has what you call more of a sportier style as well. That is we call it the eSport package, which has some orange stripes, because that's our signature color for our electric vehicle. It's orange. And that orange color is flying off the lots right now.
Oh, that's great. And the other thing, to use the Italian expression for indigestion, another thing that's giving a lot of the other automakers who offer electric vehicles agita is the fact that you have some really attractive leasing deals available in California for this particular vehicle.
We do. We have the $199 lease on the standard without options, and then working up from that. And it's really great value for what you're getting, especially once you think about the California rebate that you could put against that once you purchase the vehicle, and then the federal incentives and stuff. So California is the right place. They have a lot of things in the market that allow you to really consider the electric vehicle.
That's great. Nicole, one thing I always like to point out, again, showing the customization factor of all Fiats, and whether it be a 500C or the all-new 500L, it can be customized in so many different fashions, both color-wise and interior-wise. There's so many different treatments. I mean, you don't even call the Fiat franchises dealers. You call them studios, and that shows me that you guys really take the artistic form of the 500 very, very seriously.
We do. You know, the studio is a place for somebody to come in and really match something to their personality. I mean, when a person goes to a gallery to pick out a painting for their house, they're picking out something that's special to them, that expresses who they are. And that's what we do with our vehicles. We want people to make sure that, you know, they capture who they are with what they're driving, and they're very happy to be telling everyone, you know, this is what I, how I express myself, and it's exactly the vehicle that's right for me.
That's great. A number of people, including Nick in Cleveland, wants to know, is the 500L available now?
It is. We actually are starting into our second month of sales. Yeah, actually third month of sales, to be honest. And when we were in Baltimore doing the reveal is when the vehicles literally just started selling on the lot. And they are doing very well. People like the fact, too, with the L, you'll be able to do a two-tone roof at the EV trim level and going up. So the ability to personalize, like you were saying, is just extended into this model.
That's great. And when you look at all the brand offerings that you've got now, all the different model offerings within the Fiat brand, I mean, you guys have just grown tremendously. You've got the 500, the 500C. You've got the 500 Abarth and the 500C Abarth, the 500E and the 500L. And then you look at all the different trim levels. Boy, all of a sudden, Fiat is exploding across North America.
And we even just had the Gucci as well come out.
Oh, that's right.
Again.
Hey, great news. Well, Nicole, we'll definitely get you back for a longer visit, but thank you for updating us on the 500L and the 500E.
Ciao.
Very good. This is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
On the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Hello to everybody listening in the Detroit area. Once again on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. My name is Bob Long. Now we're going to shine a spotlight on one of the most highly anticipated new vehicles for the 2014 model year. It had its world debut in Detroit last January. It was the 11313. I was very fortunate to be at that event. The convertible variant rolled out at the Geneva Auto Show, and it's the Corvette, the seventh generation of the Corvette, and the Stingray name is back. And to tell us all about the 2014 Corvette Stingray, it's my pleasure to welcome the head of consumer affairs for General Motors, James Bell. James, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
I'm just great, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's begin by telling folks a little bit about the backstory here with this vehicle. It was such an emotional event, the 11313 event unveil in Detroit, and you guys held it at a very unique place in Detroit, kind of a loft-esque place, and it was a little bit of Detroit meets Hollywood. And to see Mark Royce, the president of GM, up there, and the people from the Corvette factory in attendance, I mean, this was a real emotional moment, because there were times during the dark times for GM that the future of the Corvette was a little bit up in the air.
Well, yeah, I mean, when the company was going through its deepest struggles, you know, a vehicle like the Corvette, understandably so, kind of gets put off and onto a shelf, because it's not a do or die vehicle when it comes to keeping the business afloat. It's a vehicle that we love, that we have great emotional connection to, and I don't say that just as GM employees, but, you know, anybody who knows anything about cars or cares anything about cars loves Corvette for many different reasons and very varied reasons. But when you're in your tough business times, all of a sudden attention becomes to the vehicles that are really going to contribute to your bottom line, and the Corvette has always been something special. not necessary. And so it was a wonderful thing that it was seen as being so special that it did become necessary. And we got through those tough days. And what you have in result is one of the most anticipated and exciting vehicles to show up on in Detroit or at any auto show at this price point in a very long time.
Absolutely, James. And when you look at the history of the Corvette, which for 2013 is celebrating 60 years, the fact that there only have been seven generations of the Corvette in 60 years, I mean, that tells you the importance of this vehicle. And like you said, this seventh generation one raises the bar in all aspects, whether it's fuel economy, performance, price point, styling. And we're going to talk about all those different elements. But just the initial reviews rolling out in the enthusiast magazines have been glowing. You guys must be extraordinarily proud.
Well, you know, I think for me, you talk about the different generations. For me, especially the C6, it was a wonderful car as far as powertrains and suspension goes. But the top half of the car was missing. It was it wasn't to the same standard. We pushed the needle forward with the technology, but didn't do it in creature comfort. And what we're seeing, and you're right, and then the reviews of the new C7 is that both needles have been really slammed. they're pinned. You got a vehicle that looks great, that it got the refinement that you expect for that kind of money, to put it up there in that Porsche 911 kind of class and shopping set. And then also the performance that is just to be expected, especially when you kind of evolve where the C6 was.
So true. I've owned a couple of Corvettes in my time, and really, I say 13 years from my first one. I often tell this story, but that was a C4 that I owned, and I still own a C5 right now, so I'm definitely in the Corvette club. It's always stood for tremendous value, and certainly this vehicle also brings forth to the marketplace, like you say, just tremendous value for the dollar. Let's talk about some of the special aspects, beginning with the engine. This is a new variant of the LT1 name, but this V8 power plant is just chock full of technology.
It is, yeah. I mean, there was so much speculation in the press, and I, as you know, I worked for GM for about 2 years now, and I even went up to the engine development area in Pontiac, Michigan, and kind of stuck my nose in places I probably shouldn't have to find out what was planned for the Corvette from an engine perspective. Because, we live in a different world now. You obviously want to have as much power as possible, but it has to be responsible. You can't just gulp gasoline to get this done, because you've got new CAFE regulations, which are only going to get tighter and tighter, up to 35.5 by the year 2016, and then 45 by year 2025. So a car, as we said earlier, a Corvette is not a necessity. It's a nice to have, not a must have, but it still has to contribute to these new standards that the car companies are especially General Motors, are having to respond to. So yeah, with engine-wise, there was a lot of talk. Was it going to be a V6 with a turbocharger on it? Was it going to be, a smaller V8? There was so much speculation in order to get that responsible power. And so what we see in result is a 6.2 liter, which is no slouch of a size. That's a big motor. But then really enhanced with a lot of fuel saving and, proper emissions controlled technology on board. You've got variable valve timing, which, of course, is not new technology, but it has evolved in such a great way with the advent of new control hardware and software. You've got direct injection, which is something you're seeing mostly on, smaller engines to get that great charge into the combustion chamber, to get more power out of a four-cylinder. But now you're running it in this big eight-cylinder. And displacement control. So while you're just kind of coasting down the road, which unfortunately, living in America, a lot of us are spending time like that, doing 50 down a busy highway instead of tearing it up like we'd like to, it will turn off four of the cylinders and just run as a big four-cylinder engine. So yeah, it's responsible power. But then of course you always know that when the road does open up, And, Bob, these are the moments you and I dream about. Give a little bit more throttle, and all of a sudden you're unleashing a very unresponsible but a heck of a lot of fun 455 horsepower.
And remarkable fuel economy. Another thing that you guys are extremely pleased with. This is mated to two different transmissions, but let's talk about the seven-speed manual with the rev matching built right into it. And this delivers some really, really outstanding fuel economy numbers.
Yeah, in fact, I think the EPA numbers, and you may have them in front of you, but I believe we're 29 on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're, but we're getting, you know, early reports of people who, when all those technologies are really allowed to work their magic, are even getting better than that. So, again, it's, and let's be honest, when you have a Corvette and you're an owner of them, Bob, so you know this, you do have your moments of thrills, but you're also just kind of cruising sometimes.
Absolutely.
It's nice to know that it's not going to be that thirsty.
And another thing we should touch on is the fact that in the C6, in order to get the aluminum frame, you had to step up to the Z06 or the ZR1. But now with the 2014 Corvette Stingray in base form, you're getting that aluminum frame, which is just really amazing at this price point.
Well, and that's the whole thing. I mean, I think, and that's why we brought the Stingray name back, because this is a car that really does push the boundaries on all different fronts, just like the original Stingray did. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. To have that aluminum frame, which, of course, is strong and light, again, contributing to better fuel efficiency. And, you know, that was, as you say, on the real step-up model. So, but that's the way this business should work, that you have some new technology, something that, you know, you have to put on the higher trim levels in order to pay for the investment on it. But it should be able to trickle down. And really what the Stingray does is says, okay, the Stingray's got it all. What in the world are you going to do with the new Z06 Chevrolet? I mean, you know, the mind just boggles at that point. My head explodes, and I love it.
Me too. More straight ahead as we tell you all about the 2014 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. We're telling you all about one of the most highly anticipated new vehicles to come along in quite some time, certainly for the 2014 model year. This is the one that's making the cover on all the enthusiast magazines. It's the 2014 Corvette Stingray, and telling us all about it is James Bell, the head of consumer affairs for General Motors. And James, why don't we spend a few moments here talking about the design of this vehicle. When you see it in person, it is absolutely breathtaking. And one thing that really surprised me at the unveil last January was the fact that the use of carbon fiber in the removable roof panel is standard on this vehicle. So, and another thing which you can tell it's a great vehicle when you have other manufacturers making comments about it. I remember doing an interview with the great designer from Jaguar, Ian Callum, and he was so jealous of that low hood line because of the compactness of this engine.
Well, it's twofold. Yeah, it's a compact engine, and you know, there's some people say, "Why you're still using push rods? Isn't that a bit old school?" But that does allow that the top end of the engine to be to sit much lower, and you don't have the overhead valve setup. So yeah, that makes a huge difference there. But also, you know, there was great leaning on the technology and the experience from our C6R racing team. And to get that low nose like that, which is just emblematic of Corvette, a theoretical requirement for a car like this, especially being the Corvette name, is to angle the radiator at a I can't remember the exact, I think it's like a 40-degree angle, mm-hmm. and then roll the air through and then vent it out, some of the hot air out the hood, just like on the on a Shelby or a racing, like the C6R racing car. So that, again, that allows you to get the cooling to the engine. The engine is not as tall as other engines may be, and it allows that that kind of shovel nose up there. So he's absolutely right, especially in the light of the fact that you've got new regulations, definitely from the European government, and also now becoming more and more on the U.S. side for pedestrian safety. And, you know, and this is the struggle that brands like BMW and Mercedes and Porsche have been having, because they've got to get these noses to be much more sort of blunt, I guess you could say, to give a pedestrian in a crash a better chance of surviving the incident. And yes, the Corvette is going to be sold around the globe, so it's going to meet these standards. But it looks like it shouldn't, and that's probably what Callum was saying.
Absolutely. It is the most capable standard Corvette ever, the 2014 Corvette Stingray, and James Bell is telling us all about it. Let's go inside the Corvette. This is an area that you guys have just raised the bar significantly with this seventh-generation Corvette.
Yeah, in fact, I was fortunate enough, I did a series of interviews, about 6 hours of interviews over the course of a morning with the new Corvette, and many of the interviewers asked me to jump inside and have, spend some time with it. So in between those segments, I would really kind of give it the James Bell once-over, looking for little edges where you could feel that maybe the corner was cut, a little cheapened in plastic here or there, and I couldn't find it. I mean, and Bob, you know me, I'm pretty critical on this stuff, and, I really went in deep, and I just found materials that were right, that felt substantial, that, you know, didn't have any sort of hollow feelings to it, the way the interior on the C6 rightly was called out to be. And not only that was it all nice materials, but they all really kind of, to the eye, made sense. They didn't feel like they were forced in. It was a very very essential cockpit. I mean, everything falls to hand where you want it to be, and it feels good and solid when you touch it. And you know, I think we're going to see a lot of kudos coming to GM with the rollout of the ELR from Cadillac later this year. And I think that those two cars are really going to be transformative for General Motors from an interior perspective. I mean, Audi is the proverbial standard when it comes to a car manufacturer does interiors right. I think between the ELR and the Corvette, GM has to be in that conversation.
And speaking of carbon fiber in the removable roof panel, also the hood on the new Corvette Stingray is carbon fiber. But in the interior, you see a blending of genuine carbon fiber and aluminum trim. You see hand-wrapped leather materials, dual 8-inch driver infotainment screens, and two new seat choices. And both of those seat choices are just terrific.
Yeah, well, that was one of the places where the C6 was also correctly, criticized. In fact, I borrowed a C6, just a Grand Sport version, just at the very end of its run. I guess it was around Christmas time of last year, just to kind of reacquaint myself with the, how much fun a Corvette is, but also how much refinement it still needed to do. And the seats were, I mean, this was a car that could pull G's like you wouldn't ever need to do on a normal basis. Great acceleration, great braking, but you'd slide all around on the seat, and that's not right. That is not connect correctly for what a sports car needs to be. You need to be in place because that's safe as well. You need to have control. And, yeah, you're right. These two seat options really, knock that criticism right off into the sunset.
Let's tell our listeners around North America about some of the advanced driver technologies, including the five-position drive mode selector, which is really cool.
Yeah, well, you know, the Corvette has always been seen as kind of being a four-seasons car. Unless you live in northern Minnesota or something like that. But, it is a car that you could theoretically drive year-round.
I have.
So there you have it. I knew you were going to say that. But now leaning on the technology that's available, especially for a high-powered rear-wheel drive car, you can use the computer, so to speak, on board to allow you to do all that driving. So you've got slippery conditions, you've got race conditions. I mean, you've got all these different functionalities, which also I'm happy to announce have a nice impact, especially when you put it in a more sporting setting, have a nice impact on the sound of the exhaust as well. And that's what's so fun about cars today. I mean, you almost had to go to the aftermarket to really kind of personalize the ride. But now you got this drive select control, little knob there, as you say, down at your hand, that you can personalize the ride with a click of a knob.
That's great. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. A number of folks have sent me emails wanting to know about the price point of the standard base Corvette, the 2014 Stingray, and this is another area which surprised a lot of folks that you guys came in very close to the C6, the outgoing 2013.
Oh, absolutely. And when you then think, you know, what the reviews that we're seeing and what we hope for this vehicle, really to put it up in the shopping market correctly for somebody who's maybe also considering a Porsche 911 or a Dodge Viper or something like that, and now you're looking at a car that's, you know, half the price of a nicely equipped 911, starting off at, you know, just below $60,000. Man, that's a lot of car for that kind of money. Just unbelievable. 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds, all this horsepower, all this fuel efficiency. It's just, and then you don't have to mortgage or remortgage your house in order to own it. And that's really the thing about comparing this car to the German sports cars, is that to get one nicely equipped, you really have to throw a lot of options and dollars at that base price. But in the case of the Corvette, the base price is going to come pretty well loaded, and you really won't be missing too many features if you just are looking for a darn good, lot of fun ride.
Another question emailed me here. Mark from California wants to know if the Z51 performance package, and perhaps you should outline what that is. He wants to know, is it available with the 6-speed automatic?
Oh, shame on me. I'm not. My first inclination is yes. So we'll go with that, but he'd probably be smarter to jump on the Chevrolet.com and run the configurator just to be sure on that. And what that package is just it's a stiffening of suspension. It's adding cooling, the special radiators for the oil cooler and the transmission. And it also includes then these really cool vents up on the top of the rear fenders, which when the car was first introduced, as you remember, Bob, there was some, I wouldn't say concern, but kind of like, oh, what is this? This looks a little bit tacked on, these vents. You know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Not a place where car enthusiasts were used to seeing them. And then you saw the aerodynamics, and you saw the numbers of and how much fuel or so much air is being pumped through there. I think it's something like 7 cubic feet of air per minute or something at 60 miles an hour. It's probably more than that. I'm not a math genius here. I just love cars. But basically, that air is going to be pumped through there to cool off the rear brakes and also provide cooling to these radiators for the rear differential and transmission. So, yeah, it's a true in Z51 form. It's a real track star. Something you could drive to the track, scare and spank a lot of your opponents, and then drive home.
James Bell is our very special guest here on Auto World. That's going to do it for this hour of the program. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place, same station. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is?
is. Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.